Shuvos Chochesh Shvat Hitavshim and Beis, February 21st, 1982, on Sunday.
And we discuss in this Gemara from Rav Nachman, the Chachamim tiknu when the Beis Yisrael was on the Sabbath of Yom Kippur, they even knew Shiva Pesach Pesach was in the Gemara. Even came Malu Chachamim the Chantor of Yom Kippur has offered to them in Shiva Masi. So Rashi says in so many words that he had exuded in the Haise, we have a moment of Hashem, the Lord is in Yom. So the halacha should be that if somebody will retain time to show you, you will not, you know, last week to us. Now, you may have changed the method of fashion. Why does Ahmed be resolved to the town of anything to do on the Sudan of Sidon? Because of that, you may have changed the same. So, Suda doesn't mean Suda. Suda means the whole meaning of marriage. It doesn't mean that to Suda. But according to everybody, it's based upon the fact that Inu Ventereach Bisuda Umachsido. Otherwise, he wouldn't be Nemor. He wouldn't be Nemor. So the question is, even if it had been the Raisa, he should be Nemor. Because why is it distinguishable from the ordinary case where somebody was mischayef to pay another person a certain sum of money on a certain condition? So then, if the person wants to collect from the one who was mischayef himself, so he has the burden of proof to show that the condition was fulfilled. Condition is fulfilled, so here too. The Baal, the host needs mischayef himself to pay a certain sum of money, a ksuvas masai, on the condition that she will be a psua, not if she is a bula. So, now here the question is, was she a psua or was she a bula? So, even without recourse to the fact that Chachomim tiknu lehem v'deis Yisrael, and hei momru vei momru, so he should be never to be mafsid, because after all, he says, how do I know that you are a psula? So she should have the burden of proof. I mean, it's a real right. There's the kashim that is raised by the Rambam, the Rashbo, the Ritva, the Ram. They all raise that question. So the Rambam and the Rashbo, they both give, the Rambam gives three terutzi. One terutzi is that without the chazoke of Nitzaria, Bisuda, and Mafsida, and if Ksuda had not been with Rabbanon, if Ksuda had been with Raise, then the Baal would stay in Pesach Pesach Metzosi, would not be Nemon to be Mafsida Ksuda. Why is it different than any other case where somebody was mischayef himself to give a certain sum of money on a condition? So the burden of proof is upon the Meitzi, the one who wants to collect, to show that the condition was complied with. So here, even if it had been in the Raisa, and without recourse to Inon Teriyah Bishudah Mafsido, so he should be Nemon, and she should not be able to collect. So one teret of the Ramban is that when does Rav Nachman resort to the town of an interior Bisul Mafsido, and to the fact that Ksuba is in the Rabbanon, and if Ksuba had been in the Raisa, so then he wouldn't be Nemon to be Mafsid Ksuba. That's in the case where the woman is Makhish the Baal, and she says, when the Baal says Pesach Pesuach Metzosi, so she says, no, that Loi Pesach Pesuach Metzosi, but Pesach Zosim Metzosi. So in that case, If Ksuvei had been the Raisi according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, the Baal wouldn't be Nemon. Why? Because the Baal is not in a position to be convinced of his time. Maybe there is a possibility of a mistake. So, after all, the Gemara discusses that. The Gemara says that Rabbi Lezer's dini involves a big chiddush, because maybe we come with an option. All right, so we say come with an option. But the possibility of making a mistake is not excluded. So, Mimele, the time by the Yisho is a stronger time than the time by the Baal. If the Baal says Pesach Posuach Matzasi, and the Yisho says Tehim Loi, Pesach Sosu Matzasi, Mishakirat, Pesach Sosu Matzasi. So the time by the Yisho is stronger than the time by the Baal, because in regard to the time by the Baal, there is a possibility of a mistake. He thinks that Pesach Posuach Matzasi. But in regard to the Yisho, so she couldn't make a mistake. She could lie, but she couldn't make a mistake. So Mele, it's considered, so if Ksuvei had been the Raise, so then we would consider the time by the Isha as a time is boring, relative to the time by the Baal, which is not so strong, as a time of Shemo. So Mele, the Isha would be in a menace. But because it's only the Rabbonon, so since it's only the Rabbonon, so we rely on the Chazokia of the Tariya B'Shulim. But if it had been the Raise, then we wouldn't rely on the Chazokia of the Tariya B'Shulim. That's one time. And according to the first Teretz by Rambam, so in what case does Rav Nachman resort to the fact that Ksuvei is the Rabbonon, and if it had been the Raise, let's say according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, he wouldn't be the Emon? Only in the case where the Isha is Makheshet, that contradicts the Baal, and says Pesach Sosu Matzoso. But in the case of Shisekes, so then, without recourse to Chazok in Tariya B'Shul Mafsido, and to the fact that Ksuvei is the Rabbonon, he still would be the Emon. He still would be Nemon, because the Isha is a mitzvah, you apply the aloha of a mitzvah, have you already to the Isha. That's one thing. The second teretz is that if Ksuvei hadn't been with Rabbon, it had been with Raise, so then the Baal wouldn't be Nemon. The Baal wouldn't be Nemon in the case where the Isha is staying in Tanis Bori, and she is Makreshes the Baal, and she says, Mishakirato, Loi Pesach Pesuach Matzoso, Elo Pesach Soso Matzoso, so then the Isha would be in a menace, not the Baal. If Ksuvei had been with the Raise, the Isha would be in a menace, because the Isha has a Mige, she could say, Mukaseitz, Ani. So Mele, and then she certainly would be in a menace. So Mele, if she doesn't say Mukaseitz, Ani, and she says, Mishakirato, Loi Pesach Pesuach Matzoso, Elo Pesach Soso Matzoso, she's also in a menace. And again, according to the second Teretz in the Ramban, when does Rav Nachman have to resort to the fact that Ksuvei is in the Rabbonon, but according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, it would be Nemon, only in the case where she is Makheshet the Baal, and she says, Mishakirato, Loi Pesach Pesuach Matzoso, Elo Pesach Sosu Matzoso. But in the case of Shisekes, even without recourse to Ksuvei in the Rabbonon, and without recourse to the Chazok in the Rabbonon, so the Baal would be Nemon. So according to the first two Tirutzim in the Ramban, first two Mishnayos in Ramban, the Rav Nachman's din is based upon the fact that Ksuvei in the Rabbonon, only in the case where she is Makheshet the Baal, and she says, Mishakirato, Loi Pesach Pesuach Matzoso, Loi Pesach Sosu Matzoso. Mashayinkin, in the case of Shisekes, Rav Nachman doesn't have to resolve to Ksuvei Sishem the Rabbonon, and to Chazok in Tariya B'Shul Mashi. Then there is a third Teretz. According to the third Teretz, and most Rishayim accept the third Lashon of the Ramban. So, according to the third Lashon of the Ramban, so Rashi is referenced not only to the case where the Isha is Makheshet the Baal, and she says, Mishakirato, Loi Pesach Pesuach Matzoso, Elo Pesach Sosu Matzoso, but Rav Nachman is referenced even to the case of Shisekes. So, without recourse to Ksuvei Sishem the Rabbonon and to Chazok and Tariya B'Shul Mafsido, then the Baal wouldn't be Nemon. Let's say according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, who says Ksuvei Sishem the Raise, then the Baal wouldn't be Nemon. The Baal wouldn't be Nemon. Why wouldn't the Baal be Nemon? Why shouldn't we say Amitz Mechavir Olvarayim in Ksuvei Sishem the Raise? Because here we have two things. Rob, That is Misayeya Disho and Cheskas Gufo. Cheskas Aguf, that is Misayeya Disho. Cheskas Aguf, she has a Cheskas Aguf of it. Of Ipsuo, so that's Misayeya Disho. And Roiv Noshim, Misayeya Psueis, so it's also Misayeya Disho. So Meneo Eiv Ksuvasisho had been in the Reise, according to Rabshim Gamliel, that Ksuvasisho is in the Reise, so then the Baal wouldn't be Nemo. The Baal, the Isha would be nervous, even though she's a Meitzi. Even though we say, in Hilchim Imomen Acharov, but here it's not just Rov, it's Rov plus Cheskas Aguf. So when there is Rov plus Cheskas Aguf, so then we can be Meitzi Momen. But so, according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, if the Baal would say, that Pesach Pesuach Matzosi, so then he wouldn't be Nemon to be Master of Ksuvei. And the Isho would be Nemon, the Isho would be able to collect the Ksuvei, if Ksuvei Sishi is in the Reise. But if you have the fact that Ksuvei Sishi is in the Rabbonon, and there is a Chazoki, in the Revision of Sino, so hey, Momo, hey, Momo. This is what the Ramban says, and this is what the Rajbo says, there's a third motion in the Ramban, and the Rajbo accepts it, the Ripo accepts it. Alright, anyway, so according to the Ramban and the Rashbo and the Ritvo, it follows that this aloche, of Chachomim Tiknu Lehem and Yisroel Psuo and Himongo Veimongo is only true according to the Rabbonim of Rav Shimon Gamliel, but it's not true according to Rav Shimon Gamliel. So then it will follow according to the Ramban. And according to the Rashbo, and according to the Ritvo, according to Tesis, that we pass by Rav Shimon Gamliel, so the memory of Rav Nachman is Shalei Alim Ben Yochasan. Shalei Alim Ben Yochasan. But the Ramban and the Rashbo and the Ritvo, they don't pass like Rav Shimon Gamliel. They are Chilka Rav Netan. Rav Netan, the Bala Tesis, they pass like Rav Shimon, they pass like Rav Shimon Gamliel, but the Ramban and the Rashbo and the Ritvo don't pass like Rav Shimon Gamliel. But according to the Balatesis, the Daloche is like Rav Shimon Gamliel, so then Oyima Pesach Pesach Matzosi is in the Melachos. However, the Ram Shite seems to be the contrary. I mean, it's not explicitly spelled out, but I mentioned it, but let's go over inside the Rosh Nagar. What the Ram says, I think that what the Ram says is that the member of Rav Nachman accord with everybody. Not only with Tanakame, it accords even with Rav Shimon Gamliel. But Rav Nachman says that Chachomim Tiknu Lehem Bnei Yisroel Nipsu Amasayim Ramon Amono Veim Emenuah Shimom Apesah Pesuah Matosin Emon. So Heim Omro Veim Omro, doesn't that tend to indicate that according to Rav Shimon Gamliel he wouldn't be Nemlas also? So I think what the Ram says is this. The Ram says that even according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, the Ksuvei is in the Reise. But over and above the Chiyuv Ksuvei in the Reise, there is a special takone that the Baal is Mechuye Vechiv of Ksuvei for Ipsu Omosai. And Amon Amono is a deterrent against Kalabin of Ritzi. And the Rai is, first of all, we got the Almono. Almono, everybody agrees that Almono, so, is not, the Chiyuv Ksuvei to Almono is not with the Reis. The Rav Shimon Gamliel only says Psuro because Kesef Yishkel Kimeya Psuris. But Almono is certainly in the Rabbono. And why is the Chiyuv Ksuvei in the Rabbono to Almono? Because Floyd Kalu Bein of the Yitzhiyah. So the mail we could say just as by Almona, where there is no Chiyuv Reis, there is a Chiyuv of Ksuvei as a deterrent against the woman being exposed to the possibility of being divorced at the Baal's wing any time. So we got a Psuro to the Reis, there is a Chiyuv of Ksuvei. Without recourse to it, it's a Chiyuv Reis. But even in a situation where there will not be a Chiyuv Ksuvei with Reis, so still there will be a Chiyuv of giving Ksuvei to the Psuro of Masayim. on the basis of the Talmud material. And we have such a situation. Because Reb Meir says that that Akiseves Libayla, his kabalti, in other words, he gives in the receipt his kabalti. So then he's not allowed to live with her. So Sebilosi is given as news until he's mishaved himself in Yuxim. Why? Why would Hachonim Isakim that Kolafich is Liksuva Messiah, even if the Isha is Mechelesi, or even if he paid her, let's say, he's mishaved Liksuva, and then the wedding, he pays her the whole Ksuva, and she gives him a receipt. So in such a case, he's not allowed to live with her until he's mishaved himself another Ksuva. Why should he be mechuyev? Certainly the right thing is not mechuyev. Another ksuve, he already gave a ksuve. How many times does he have to give her a ksuve? The answer is, because if he already gave her a ksuve at the very outset, so mele, it's kalavim of the itzio. I mean, he can divorce her at his will. He already paid a ksuve. So mele, it's bilose dilasus. So we see from that, that even if we say, and the right is, the mele is the one who says, Kolapichis lipsulo mimosayim ulu avono mimono harizu bilosi bilasnus, and give me fee if he paid the ksuv. So bilosi bilasnus, and the Gemara says kosova Reb Meir at the beginning of Perek Avopi kosova Reb Meir ksuvasisha deraisa. So he holds ksuvasisha deraisa, and still he says kolapichis if she wrote his kabalti. So he already paid up the ksuv. So still it's bilasnus. So we see that over and above, the Chiyuv Ksuve, Midraise, according to Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, there is a special Takonis Chachomim of the Chiyuv Ksuve as a deterrent against Kalavim of Itzio. Because if Ksuve is not brought to an Almono, by Almono there is no Chiyuv Midraise in Itzio. Rav Shimon ben Gamliel is waiting. That is Mechuyev to give her a Ksuve in order to serve as a deterrent against Kalavim of Itzio. So the Ksuve the same thing. And where is the situation where she wrote this Kabalti? In other words, where he already paid up the Ksuve. So is Mechuyev to give her another Ksuve as a deterrent? So Memele, the din of Rav Nachman is true even according to Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. Because it's true that there is a Chiyuv Ksuve in the Raisa. But over and above the Chiyuv Ksuve in the Raisa, there is a Takonis Chachomim of the Kalabin of the Itzio. Some Mele, Heimon go Beimon. All right, now let's see the case. I will be going on what to talk. Because the more I try to deduce, the Gemara tried to deduce from the Mishnah of Eichel in Tzolchom of the Yehuda Shal of the Eidu in Yochel Litte in Tanez Tzulim since Yachid Yimo. So the Yehuda would in Yochel Litte hold the goal of Motzatoi. So the Gemara tried to deduce from there the Raya to Shmuel's Din the Torim of Pesach Pesuach Motzosi in Emor Apsilik Tzavos. Why? Because the Mishnah says the Yehuda Lo. But the goal, yes, should apply to the Yehuda, as long as he says he knows that he was not goal or beiras in the base homo. So he should apply to the Shabbat 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 El Rav Asid Itzavoso. Udi Gatoi in time, and my Rav Gatoi in time is Pesach Pesuah. Avon Gol Matzitoi, Vim Teima, Minolei, Dilma Yehuda Nemen Esraim, Ashe Goal or Beiras, Vimo Ibi Goli. Avon Gishadenes Psuoi, see, we go to Amen Hebne. So, what's the raya from this Mishnah? Maybe the halacha is that in the case where the Isha is the Emes, the Isha is the Emes, Psuoi, see, in other words, Mishakirato, Loi Pesach Pesuach Motsoso, El Pesach Soso Motsoso. So even the goal of the Isha is Nehem. And the Baal is not Nehem to be Masih Iksuve. But why does the Mishnah emphasize Davke Yehuda? So the Mishnah maybe has reference to the case where the Isha, instead of saying Mishakirato, Pesach Pososu Metzoso, so the Isha says, Eynochaname Pesach Pesach Metzoso. You know why? Because Bosolai, Beisovi, They are resourcing the days of it. So the Yehuda is Nemones, but the Goel not, because the Goel, they were not Messiahim, so maybe she's not Nemes to say that he was Boel or Barisosa, because they were never Messiahim. Because the Pashtus Haloshin is that the Mishnah emphasizes Begolonat in Yochel Yitalem Sun. The implication, I'm sorry, the Yehuda cannot be 10 times soon. The implication being, the Goel, he can be 10 times soon. So that means, no matter what the time of the Ishi is, whether the time of the Ishi is, Posol Olai, Barisoso, Beresen, or the time he is, Loi Pesach Pesuach Metzoso, Elo Pesach Soso Metzoso. So in either case, there is a difference between Yehuda and Goel. Abo Koshi. The mice in the duke, while the assumed relation, the Kalepsua, the Mora Mineiris, the Asian Kalepsuin, while calling Xuvaire, the Israel of the Assumed, the Asian Kalepsuin, King the Kings of Kalepsua, King of the Kaman, the Polish, the Shemitakuzin, so. Now, my love, the Katoin Tanis Pesapasua, Uvi Hude, so, Tani, so the Hude, after God, Dick has okay, so the question is, Mosh, if the Mishnah has reference to a case, of Toin Tanis Pesapesuach, and that's why the Goliel, so he can be Toin Tanis Solim, why can't he be Toin the Yehude? The answer is the Yehude, Avogav Dike Hazoke, Loibem, Kilipirish Bikuntres. Here Bikuntres. Why? Because we say, so he says, Vishon, Umil Yehude and Hemon, Shem of Boal Bimeirasin, Vishokach, Oi Herobo, Mitech Riboso, So Mele, even though the Ishe is she seconds and she doesn't say it, so we still say maybe because Machmas Riboso is herbo, and not only he is not aware of it, but even she was not aware of it. But we attribute it readily to Davis. In our making the Messiahim, you know, Badai Boalel, they make Inish an Apshe. The Avogav, the Gavi Yivome Amrinon, the Adlame Dei make an Apshe, Reif Yomim Loi make an Apshe, Atrushahas, the Aldas Kei Messiahim, you know, Vizrahazov. So this says, in the second version, not only that we are mistaken, maybe it was Boalel or some Mele, Some melee, you cannot be mafsid exude, but we consider it as a vadai. King the Mishiachetimo is vadai boalo. The remoiki inish anafshe. Now, if we say, according to the Rishayim, we say that the Yehudi, according to the Rishayim, we say that the Yehudi, so he was allowed him to be all the days homo since. They recited the Birkas Chasan at the time of Davis. So Mimele was allowed to be born or so then we can understand this why Tesha says in the second version, Kim Nisyakim of Badai Bola, the Umei Kimish and Apshe. The other Gabda, the Yvonne Ambino and the Ablamid Yei, make it an Apshe, the Reif Bomi Roy make an Apshe, Afushahas, the Aldas Kim Nisyakim, Imovis Chazor. So in other words, there are two Shekhs in Tesha. According to the first Washington cases, it's not the Vadai, the Boal. But it's enough. Since the practice in Yehuda was constantly had Yehud, the Ovos, and Aruse, and that they were allowed to have Yehud because they recited the Birkas Hasani at the time of Eresen, so Mimele is not never to be Mavshid Exuve, because it's very likely that he was Boal. So even though it's not a Badai that is Boalel, so he's not never to be Mafsid Iksuv. He's not never Mafsid Iksuv. But the second motion in case says, no, it's not that that is not known to the Masnik Suve. It's a certainty that he was born. So the question is, what's the machlokes between the first Lashon Teisre and the second Lashon Teisre? I think that the first Lashon Teisre is accords with the Shita of Moshe Rasheni, that even though the Yehudi, they recited Berkes Hasani, but he still was not allowed to be born. In other words, that's the shita of Moshe Rasheni. That even the Yehudi, the Chosn, the Orus, was not allowed to be born on the Sosi of this home, even though they recited Birkes Hasani, because there are two Yisuri Rabbonon, as the Nitziv explains it in his Perush on the Shulchan. One is the Rabbonon is of Abu Ala Rososi Beis Homo, so mid Rabbonon it's Bias Nus. So that has nothing to do with Birkes Hasani, with the fact that Birkes Hasani was not recited, because even if Birkes Hasani was recited, Arisose, as long as the Nisuin did not take place, and the Baal does not have a key in Gomor of Ishes in the Isha, even though she is his wife and she's an Ishishish and everything, but it's still a Bias Nus Mirabah. And then there is another Mirabah of Nisanide Mirabah. In other words, that without the Birkes Hasani, she has a Nisanide. So the Nisanide, Mitzad Nisanide, not only is Bioser, even Yehud is also. Because Kedem Bilas Mitzvah, so the Aloha is that the Baal, the Chosn, is not allowed to be Mishiachet in Mishtei. So Mele the Omus, not only is not allowed to be Boel of the Beis Homo, is not even allowed to be Mishiachet with the Arusim. Because of the Nisanide, Kalabu Brochasur Baal Kedem. So because of that, because in Yehudi, they were Makpi Davke, that there should be Yichud between the Orus and the Aruse, so the Mele they had to recite the Kasasani. But that only eliminated the Yisrael Yichud. They disposed of the Yisrael Yichud, but not of the Sabir. So the first Lashon Teisre agrees with the Shita of Moshe Rasheni, that even when the Birkes Hasani was recited, even when the Birkes Hasani are recited, so B.A. is still also. So in Mele we couldn't say that Badai Bola will make an action. If Al-Pidi is not allowed to be born out, how can we say it's a Vadai that is born out? It's a Vadai that the Jew will express an Avayim and be Eifer Al-Pidi. So Tesis explains it on the basis of the fact that he is not known to be Mahzadis. But not that it's a Vadai. Mashiach, in the second motion of Tesis, agrees with the Shite of the Mordechai. There is a Shite, well, who is smiling, and the Mordechai, that actually there is only one Israel. There is only an Israel of Kalev Lebrocha Asur Lebailo Kenide. And the reason is why the Yehudi, so they recited the Kasasanim, because in Yehudi, they wanted the Daruse to be Muteres, Leos, Bibes Choma. So the Mele, since it was a Heta Gongo, so Jesus says in the second portion, So the Gemara says, no, you cannot be guided from the Mishnah, a Raya, to Shmuel's Din, that Nemolavsik Tivoso. Maybe he's not Nemolavsik Tivoso. So when the Mishnah says, so the Yehudi is in Yochelit in Tainis Pesachim. So, but the Golu, yes, so it does not have reference to Tainis Pesach, but Tainas Domi. Tainis Domi. So Loi Dikotoi Tainis Domi. The Havet Taine Bore. Midein Zdinim Mulchlochim Vidam. Vinire, the Bitainis Pesach, the Tainis Domi, the Shmaitzi, Irish, Utenish, Ubola, Beres. Oimeres psulois. So then there is a discussion as to whether he's Nemon or he's not Nemon. And Shmuel says that he is Nemon. And we pass like Shmuel. Mashein kei, in the case where she says, Nenasti, Yenasti Lacharinasim, so then the halacha is like having a meal, Borei Shema Borei Oti. In this case, because the Chazokin is Misayeya Hatayim. Vintema, Vinemne Lidido, Vinigel, Vayamre, Misherestani Yenasti. Now, we mentioned there is a machlid of Hashem, even though most Hashem say that Koima Pesach Pesuach Matzosi, so the Baish is Kayan Shibasuro, so it's only when she is Matkash Matkashesi, and she says, Loi Pesach Pesuach Matzosi, or she seconds, but if she says, True Pesach Pesuach Matzosi, because Zin, Zonisi, Kate Mahiras, and then even by Jeskei and those Hashem say, Kate says, and Rabban Yehuda and the Rosh, and the Ramban, and the Hashbo, and the Mitro, and the Ran, they all say that she's Muteras of Bible, even by Jeskei. But the Avishayim are Achilit, the Magdishma says that the Ramban is Achilit. The Avishayim are Achilit. So that's only in regard to the Oshol Albinos of the Avishayim are Achilit. But with Gabi Lachsid of Sivosa, that's a mission of Precious. It's a machlekin between Rav Gamliel and Rav Lezer on one hand and Rav Yeshua on the other hand. And we pass by like Rav Gamliel and Rav Lezer. So that's why Tesis says that is true according to everybody. Because here we are dealing with Lachsid of Sivosa, not with Gabi Leis Levi. Vintema, Vinem Levido, seems in the case where she says, Nenasti. So then she's in a menace, and she can collect the whole society, because Bori Mishama Bori Odi, so even in the case where she says, Suno Isi, Oy Bola Beresen, she should be in Emon with a Nige, she should be in a menace with a Nige, Vintema Nemo with the Dobi Nige, the Bayam, then she should stand in a nasty, with a menace, like a meal, it's what's going to come, the common Kabose, Vishlima, and maybe the rotation with Valo, Yachi. It's not a good time. In other words, Mige, what is Mige? Mige is if a person, the Baldovo, had a better time, so he would time with a better time. But sometimes the other time on which he would be Nemon, so it's not a good time because psychologically a person is inhibited in presenting the time, even though he has the monies. But since psychologically he feels inhibited in presenting such a time, so we cannot apply the concept of Mige. Here, she feels psychologically inhibited in presenting that time, she nivala me'achir. And even if she says it, that she was nivala me'achir ve'ines, so she does not make herself into navayonis, but she still feels inhibited in presenting such a time. So mainly there is no meaning. Ve'i deinze migeli miso na'achir mi'pune. Avo koshe, so mainly it's not a good time, even in a case where the husband is a yisrael. Aber koshe du hem ne bilige di bay am ne bukasei tsami a tin le rabono du i kamon da am ne bukasei tsu va sabone de ze nige de in re yo vetla afti ku mi so so mi komo ke ne mene ze nige di bay am ne bukasei ni starta mi ni star mo se de yo so she does mi kama so lo di kune and then she does have to feel ashamed if she's in bukasei le kach nire da am nige bu mo kem khazoke So the reason is why she's not the menace when she says, she's not the menace when she says, she's not the menace in the Mige, because it's a Mige Mokim Chazok. We can't mean that we need to be able to get the Mige Mokim Chazok in the Mige. I forgot the Bible before he came in the Mige. Because that is discussed in Tesis in Bobaste and Cheskesabati, whether there seems to be a machlokes Hashem, whether we say Migal Haitzi, we don't say Migal Haitzi. Tesis in Bobaste says that we don't say Migal Haitzi. So mainly, according to that chite, that we don't say Migal Haitzi, so the reason is why in the case where she says Bola Venus, we psuo yisim shakirat or we pesach musulam matzasi elo pesach sosa matzasa, so then she's not in a menace with the Miga that she could have been taken mukasei tzani because Miga lehetzi liyamu. Alright. Omer Rav Nachman Shmuel Chachamim Tikvi Mash Rav Yitzhu Vedi Rabbonon Dechim Bo Yishara Baba Bo Yitzhu Vedi Koma Mai Kain Kino Rabbonon Yitzhu Vedi Shoyka Rabbonon Vedi Tzio Chalmus Tomed Asha Asho Vedi Yitzhu Vedi Rabbonon In other words, the halacha is like the Rabbanon of Rav Shimon Gamliel. Of Shimon Gamliel, even though there is a cloud, Kokmokim Shishon Rav Shimon Gamliel, which the same halacha can really say. But here not. Why here not? Why don't we apply the general rule? That's the reason as to why Rav Natan says that we pass on Rav Shimon Gamliel. But you have the Rav Malach et Rabin, why does Rav Natan pass on Rav Shimon Gamliel? The student of Isaac? Because Kokmokim Shishon Rav Shimon Gamliel, Rav Gamliel, Shimon Gamliel, which is the same halacha as the Meisei, which is the only way to see the Raya Achreina. But still, most Rishonim do not pass like Rav Shimon Gamliel, and they pass like the Rabbanon. This Ksuve, even by Psulo, is only the Rabbanon. Why? But Kol Mokim Shishon Rav Shimon Gamliel, which is the same? Because of certain Gemoras, like Haro Gemore, Chachonim Tiknu. So we see that here, the halacha is not like Rav Shimon Gamliel. By time the rabbanon ksuvim shem chalvim of yitzir, almost come da hashas on the ksuvim the rabbanon. The kosher in the adam ksuvim ksuvim ksav shu ze mosel mechozel lechum the raise. The in the rabbanon, the samchim of Rabshim Gamliel, the masnis in the basre, the maizel hanon bisomu, the manis in the mois katutkiye, the sova ksuvim the raise, the time on, the Rabshim Gamliel, the mishno say, Tanu Rabshim Gamliel, the mishno say, So in other words, so that means, according to Rashi and the Ramban, if we pass Rashi and Gamliel, so then we can't pass in Rav Nachman's and Shmuel's Aloche of Reina Pesach Kosuach Matzosi, is never Rapsidok Sebal Sol. Samchin Rapsi Gamliel has said, Basel, as we saw the Mishim Moish Paratim, so Rapsi Gamliel, we can't want Rapsi Gamliel, which we say no, we hate in the Rido, we can't want Rav Nachman, So the Rish says in the Chanahamim, we don't pass like Rav Nachman. And why don't we pass like Rav Nachman? Because we pass like Rav Shimon Gamliel. And Rav Nachman's being is based upon the premise that the Halacha is like Rabbanon. But we don't pass like Rabbanon. Read the Marie, we can't come Nachman, Rav Nachman, Rav Asher, 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 Tone Koshalo, Mishi, Shilmesh, Mishamish, and Yochel, Lid, and Tanis, Tzumi. In Almed Chayish, and Shem, and Mishaki. In other words, when can it be taken, Tanis, Tzumi? In other words, that if he is staying, that he didn't see any down, so then he is never to be master of Ksuve. If they presented her with a mapo, that's the way it was done, with a mapo. So the male is a kind of woman. But if they won't present it with a mapo, so if what could be perpetrated, so then if the chosen says, When you saw sit down, he's not the one that's it soon. So he said, Hey, you're going to say, I'm the highest of Shem and Shakir. So we have no Chazok in the area of Shem and Shakir. We can't hear Shem and Mitzvah. When Rabbi Meir, the Rabbi Asher called it Agra Nachman. We hold the Amunah in Shorabo. My time with Kino Rabbon and Ksube. Hoche Pirushe. My time with Kino Rabbon and Ksube. Hoche with Kino. Ki in Barmona. So it's the Kalabin of Mitzvah. Hoche Namet Kino. Shall we hear? Ki day she the Kalabin of Mitzvah. So in other words, the Gemara says in regard to Anesi Psuleis, I mean those who are apostles, like Amon and Kingodu, Kusho Futsalik and Hegel. So there we are not chinchish for the Ksuve, because the whole purpose is to why the Chachom, who are misaki Ksuve, so they call him Litzio, but if she's a sorted, so we are not vakti that it will be called on the contrary, we are happy that it will be called in of Litzio, if she's a sorted. So the Gemara is saying, my time with Kino Rabon and Ksugo Hoha Perushe. My time with Kino Rabon and Ksugo Heichad with Kino Ki Gein Be'almono Shal Iti Kalo Bein of Nitzio. So just as the Chachomim were Misaki by Almono E Ksugo Shal Iti Kalo Bein of Le'itzio So Itzio So Mimele the Chachomim in certain situations were Misaki On the contrary, in order that she should be Kalabin of Nitzio, that she should not be a direct Ksuva. On the contrary, because if she's a Surah to him, so then the Chachomim wanted to establish the situation that he should be readily disposed to divorce her, in order that he should not live with her in sin. Now, so we see from this Teisa Shite, the Teisa Yisrael from the Ram. The Ram says, the Ram she is that even if we pass like Rav Shimon Gamliel, the Ksuve is rising. So it's still. So even if we pass that Ksuvi is Raisa. But the Baal is not going to be Mashid Ksuvi. Why? Because even, how can we say Hey Momru Vei Momru? Because according to the Ram, just as there is Taklos Chachomim, Alibi the Rashim Gamliel, in regard to Naumono, so in regard to Ksuvi, we don't have to resort to it. But over and above the Chiyuk Ksuvi Midraise, there is an extra Chiyuk Ksuvi Midrabonon, as it deferred against the situation of Kala Ben Ovitzio. That's the Ranshi. But Hamatam is still the case, is still time. The case says that once we pass through like Rav Shimon Bar Mil, so maybe we cannot accept the din of Rav Nachman. So apparently, according to Tate says, if we say Ksuvo is Midraise, so then there is no extra chiyu. There is no extra chiyu of Ksuvo mitzat kalabin of Mitzio. But the question is, what we see, that Ramea says, Kolapich is Ksuvo Mosai, even if you already paid Ksuvo, and she gave him a receipt, his kabal Ksuvo, so then is Mechuyev to be mischayev himself another Ksuvo, is the hire himself another ksuve, and there we couldn't say it's midraise. So we have to say that according to Teisvev, this takone of kol hashoy shoy isho, the loy ksuve, so his velocity was news is not based upon shoy de talbuz. It's an extra takone. It's not based upon the fact. It's an extra takonah. That in other words, that if it's an extra takonah chachomi, that if he's not mechuyev v'ksuve, so the bia is a bilazus. Not because shoyi v'kalabin v'tzio. According to the Ram, it's based upon the fact of the kalabin v'tzio. And according to Teisves, it's an extra takonah. Chazokin on tereach. Teime avish eskeye. Oy v'kus amigimu. Dimitzraale. Hilkach kibin dimav sidonemo. Umandoma nama letamo. Kiso becheskas psulo. Vinimtsis bzulo. Eloksu beklao miche. Dash the nama mafsido. Shai mekarto esu. Avumandoma yishloksu bemone. Loi mafsid mide. So what? He doesn't lose anything. On the contrary, he has everything. She remains his wife. And at the same time, he doesn't have to give her mosayim. So he's not mafsid anything. He gains in every way. He's not mafsid anything. אבל מה דומה יש לקסוב המונה? הוא מפסיד מידה, אלו שבו להפסיד המקסבו סמונו, אבל להפסיד לו מפסיד. ומה היא מהמן? So Tesis says, ומיר הדו אין המן. אין לך נאמן. אין לך נאמן. So, in other words, if it is בישס ישראל, and not בישס קיים, where he's not, and according to Mandoma, that יש לו קסוב המונה, when he's not מפסיד anything, so the male, he's not man. Now, from this Tesis we see, from this basis we see that according to Mandoma of Kinso Befetz Kas Psulo, Vinintze is Gulo, so Ilo Psulo Mono, that it's in Ekach Toes, so it doesn't mean only it's in Ekach Toes in regard to the Chiyuv of Psulo. It's in Ekach Toes in regard to the whole Kiddushi, to the whole marriage. Because if there is a Shita Edwin, that Kinso Befetz Kas Psulo, Vinintze is Psulo, So Teisa says, "Umandoman amu kamen kins of the cheskas psulo v'nimtz of psulo eloks of the klal." He says, "He's nich daashde name mafsido shari mekarto yisu." So in other words, he loses. What does he lose? So it's a raya from this Teisa says that according to Mandoma, kins of the cheskas psulo v'nimtz is psulo is eloks of the klal. So that means that in order to live with her, he has to make no gush. So Memele, so Hamafsido, so he loses everything. He cannot even keep her as a wife. He has to have new gush. And if he has to have new gush, so it requires a new consent by the Isha. So Memele, he loses everything. Because if we are going to say that, and there is a machlekes v'shei, there are v'shei who say, that even the Mandoma who says, Kinsov Heskas Psulo, Vinitzes Bulo, Elo Psulo Klau, it's in the Kartoyes, it doesn't mean it's in the Kartoyes, that the whole bush is in the Kartoyes. It's in the Kartoyes in regard to the Chiyuv Ksuvo, it's in the Kartoyes. So the Mandoma who says, Kinsov Heskas Psulo, Vinitzes Bulo, So Yeshua Mono, so that means it, there is no Mekatoyes. Not only there is no Mekatoyes in the Etzem Gdushin, but even in regard to the Chiyuv Ksuva of Mono, to the extent of Mono, there is no Mekatoyes. Because no Mekatoyes. No man who says, Kins of the Cheskas Ksuva, Vinitzis Ksuva, Vinitzis Bulo, Eivo Ksuva Klao, so that means it's Mekatoyes in regard to the Chiyuv Ksuva, even of Mono. So even though a Bulo is entitled to a Ksuva of Mono, that's only if he knew that she was a Bulo. But if he didn't know, she's not entitled to anything. But it's not a Mekatoyes in regard to the Gush. So from this thesis we see that the thesis Shita is that according to Mandoma, Kins of the Cheskas Ksuva, Vinitzis Ksuva, Eilo Ksuva Klau, is Nichen says, the Hashpenamim Apsino, Shari Mekatoyesu, so it's a Raya that he loses everything. In other words, he cannot keep her as a wife, unless he makes tribution. And of course, that requires a new das makne by the Isha. So in many ways, it's maximum. But according to the Visheini, that a get it requires, it's only mekartoyes in regard to the Ksuvas Mono, not the mekartoyes in regard to the whole tribution. So then, Jesus wouldn't say, Nichen. Alright. How many we did it? Came in the Rameya, literally, come on, the Kavopi, the Ksuva de Reis, who fell at the Zokum, and when the Ksuva Rameya, the Ksuva Sisha de Benes, Mishim Chene, the Chivin de Havu de Reis, Dina de Ibias, Kidin Afkelon, the Rish Berwekame, the Kulon Tobis, the Shalom de Meita, the Asya Tachas, the Sina, the Shalom Kese, Vamayu Ki Edino. Now, you see, the Rabbonim say, The way we can tell him, you take from the most inferior of Kakoyes. Dili Viziboyes, Vuisha Shatneshe, Ben Yetzi, Olecha Achutso, Madalki Shalishma, Heitzi Viziboyes. So that's in the right. But in the Rabbon, a Balchem is entitled to collect from Benemis. Rabbon. Now, Ksuve is even in the Rabbon. So he collects Viziboyes. Nothing is. And Meir says that Mishimchene, so Ksuva Sisha collect the Vayas. So Tesis Kashi is as follows. If Meir had agreed with the Rabbanon of Shim Gamliel that Ksuva Sisha is in the Rabbanon, so then, so if it's in the Rabbanon, so Meir, we understand this why a Ksuva Sisha is only entitled to be given with the words, not in vain. Not the way. I mean, then we understand this why Rameya says that she is entitled to collect not only from the boys, but if she wants, she can collect from the babies. But from India's not, because actually she should be entitled to collect only from the boys. But because of a special reason, Mishimcheine, so she is entitled to collect from babies. But the Gemara says that Rameya agrees with Shim Gamliel. The Ksuva Sisha is Nidraise. If Ksuva Sisha is Nidraise, so then it should have the same status like Inizek. Inizek, and not only Inizek, is entitled to collect from Midias. The Gemara says, oh, except for Balchem. So everyone, every person to whom money is due, Nidraise, is entitled to collect Midias. So Ksuva Sisha should be entitled to collect Midias. Why does Rameya say Beinides? Beinides also is because it's special Takone, Mishim Chene, without Rikos Techene, should be entitled to collect even from Midias, not only from Beinides. But my if you know where the Mishtam Tam is a mocking with Ksuva Sisha in Tautale, El Rameya, Gramin Choduchten, Oman Rameya, the Metalto Mishtam Niksuva, U Mandona de Aisa, Amai Mugobin Mitautale, when he's okay, you give me also Yafino, the Ishlema, the Taine Shal Yifushman and Yodom, in the Stoke for Inkeridius, or in Mitautum, the Hosha de Zipa Yodom, so this is Inokman, me the Aisa, for the Rameya, she's entitled to collect from Famidius. But there was a special takone. In order that people should not feel a deterrent familiar. So the Omisakein, so the Chachamim Omisakein, that you should not be able to collect familiars. But mitzad that time of Shalim Yichushin and Yodom, they should be Misakein, she should be entitled to collect only from Tziboyes. So because of Chede, so the Takonis Chachamim was from Beis. But without any takones, she would be entitled to collect from ziburis. So without any takones, she would be entitled to collect from familias. But because of a special takone, she should not collect from idias. And if not for chayne, so then the takones chachomim would have been should collect only from ziburis. Only from ziburis. Right now. How do you come to Rav Nachman? Omer Pesach Pesach Mitzos. Omer Rav Nachman has no kufre mi bir chesech vitale. So Rashi explains it in a chuse. As we a kufre yu kalku malkiyas. Bi makiles chavoye shal dekel. She yeh be mukzi ki min kutzi. Ki da minum bisuke. Veim a kufre, maybe the hodes is the anafi tzomeis. Is kufre not the hodes? So the more you get teres, the ocheo da akineya vaksin. So that couldn't have been the Kavanas at all. So we see that Kufre is a branch, a thorny branch. So in other words, that he has to work Malkias with the thorny branch. Why? Why did Rav Nachman say that? Because since he spoke like a Boki, so it's a raya that he's an Avarian, he's a poet business. So the Gemara is the Kashi of Rav Nachman Hudoma Mehemen. So how can Rav Nachman say that he deserves Malkes? So the Gemara gives in one Taret Mehemen Umasfinu Rikuf. Mehemen Umasfinu Rikuf. In other words, Enochanami is Nemon, but Malkes he gets. Now, this is how Rashi explains it. Now, all the Rishayim raise against Rashi the Kashi. According to Rashi's pshat. Now, Tinsis explains it differently. In other words, Rashi, where is Rashi explains? The Gemara of the Birchesech Mitale. Binechuses, or Tinsis in the first lotion, he explains it between the Birchesech Mitale, Pirush, Halkush, and Mitzi Shemra, Bas Yisrael. Not the way Rashi explains it. He has to get Malkes because he's a Paul's business. But he has to get Malkes because he couldn't know, he couldn't be a Bucky, he's not a Paul's business. So in other words, he just made Silas against the Bas Yisrael. So he has to get Malkes because he's slandering his wife. Pirush alku shemit shem al Bas Yisrael. Shari Mishakir, Vichizain is Chutis Lefanov, Shili Epoki, Hilkach Loimem. Vyomar Amnachna Mehemon, Umishane Mehemon, Umasfino Rekuf. Vyomarachna Domar Asuo, Loimishum Shalohoyo Mamine, Elohoyo Mamine. Vyomar Lal Kense, Rifishachoshodo Asnus. Then the Gemara gives another Teres, Rabach and Mishane, Kambi Boho, Kambi Nosu. So, according to Tinsis, all the Rishayim is the Kashi. Rishayim Kodesis, all the Rishayim is the Kashi against Rashi. According to Tinsis Pshat, we understand. So when Rav Nachman said, Asmur Kufre, he said, Beat me up. Not me up. So in other words, what did Rav Nachman say? He is not Nemo. So Rav Nachman said, he is not Nemo. At first, that's how the Gemara assumed. The Machshon assumed. That Rav Nachman assumed that Rav Nachman did not give any credence to the Baal. So maybe he said he has to get Malkes, because since he's not the Paul's business, and why should we say he's the Paul's business? At all, no one ever testified against him that he is the Paul's business. So maybe we have to assume that he's not the Paul's business. If he's not the Paul's business, he couldn't be Boki. So Mele, why does he talk against the Bas Yisrael? So it's Chayiv Malkes, because he's made Shemla Bas Yisrael. She was Mizane. It's a lie. So then the Gemara says, so the Gemara is the Kashi for Rav Nachman and Yom HaMehemen. So how could Rav Nachman say here that he's not Nehemen, but Rav Nachman said that he is Nehemen? So then the Gemara is the Teretz. No, Mehemen umaslino mekufre, not the way the Machshon said that he gave him Malkus, because he did not have any credence in what he said. So he gave him Malkus because he was Mr. Shemra, but on the contrary, he did have credence. He did pay attention to what he said. So the male, he did believe him. If he did believe him, so that means that he is opposed to Biznus. Otherwise, he wouldn't be a Borki. So the male, he got Malkus because he's opposed to Biznus. This is the way Tesis explains it. And Rabachemishani, kam bi bocho, kam bi noso. Kam bi bocho, kam bi noso. In other words, that is the match lesson. Rabacha says, when Rab Nachman said, asru kufre, so he had reference to a bocho. To a bocho. A bocho couldn't be a bocho. So in Mele, he did not accept his testimony. That Pesach Pesuach Motza. So, Mimele, he didn't believe him. And he gave him Malkus for being a Mitishemra. But when does Rav Nachman say, Yoina Pesach Pesuach Motza, he's Nemon bin Otsu. So then he is Nemon. And he doesn't get Malkus. The Rav Nachman Gamar Asmu, Oyishim Shohoyom Amine, El Hoyom Amine, Vomu Arkei Seiri Fishachoshu, Lazus, the Rav Nachman Mishalik, and Sviro Nikor, and Hem Vayrobo. Then cases mentioned are washing, veidi shleima b'nechuse. But b'nechuse mibir chesech bitalei. Af al pi shehu ne'emot halku lifi shechoshu al aznus. V'om Rav Nachman ne'emot v'lipir shlal kisei u'mishane me'emon u'masvinole. V'Rav Nachman lo yayin abin malkis. Rav Nachman omar le'ilom ne'emot. Don't Rav Nachman, Hanu Beloy Malkes Uvinos. No, so the second shot is similar to Rashi, because Rashi explains Mibirche Sechvitale Vinechuse, and the second version of Tesis also explains Mibirche Sechvitale Vinechuse. So in other words, Mibirche Sechvitale Avapishu Nemon Halku Lifishachoshut Alasmus. Choshev Azuz, V'Yom Rav Nachman, so the Gemara has the Kashe, V'Yom Rav Nachman Nehemon, V'Lo Yipirish Lahu Kusei, U'Mishan Nehemon, U'Masvinole, V'Rav Nachman Lahayim Abimalkis. So according to the second version of the Tesis, the first Teretz of the Gemara, the first version of the Gemara, so why did Rav Nachman give him Malkis? Why did he give him Malkis? Not because of Meisi Shemra. Not because of Meisi Shemra, but because or Paul's business. The Rav Nachman, so, and what Rav Nachman said, Nemon, so Rav Nachman doesn't deal with Malkus, he says Nemon, and he also, Rav Nachman was my name, but he gave him Malkus because of Paul's business. Rav Nachman, Aleilom, Nemon, Dom Rav Nachman, Amidloi Malkus, Uvinos. So the second Washington Tesis is similar to that. But it's not the identical pshat of Rashi. There is a very basic difference between Rashi's pshat and Tesis' second Moshe. The common denominator between Rashi's pshat and Tesis' second Moshe consists in the fact that just as according to Rashi, when Rav Nachman said, Asmur, according to Rashi, so the Makshin assumed that when Rav Nachman said, Asmur Kufre, so Rav Nachman meant he is Nemon and he gets Malkus because of Paul's business. So according that's the pshat in the Makshin, according to Rashi, so according to Tesis, it's also like the second version. But let's see what the Teretz of the Gemara is according to Rashi and what the Teretz of the Gemara is according to Tesis' second version. Tesis according to second version. So So even though, so Tetzes in the second Moshe says, the just is the Makshinis Yom. Just is the Makshinis Yom. That when Rav Nachman said Asur Kufre, he meant Asur Kufre because of Paul's Biznus. So in the Teretz of the Gemara also, the Asur Kufre was because of Paul's Biznus. But in Rashi, it's not much like that. In there, Havamin of Gemara, Mibirchset Chitalei, so it means Minechuse. But then he says, when Tate says, then according to Tate says, we have Nachman, where I will be Malkis. We have Nachman, I will be Malkis. So then, if Rabacho, I will be Nachman, I will be Malkis. So according to Tate's second worship, so when Rabacho's Teretz, according to Rabacho's Teretz, so Rav Nachman said that he is Nemo. He is Nemo. And that when Rav Nachman said, so Rav Acha Omar Leilom Nemo. And he is Nemo. Dom Rav Nachman Hayim Loi Malkis. Uvinos. But when Rav Nachman said, Asvur Kufre, so he's not Nemo. According to St. Thesis, second Roshan. He's not Nemo. Let's see how Rashi says. So Rashi says as follows: Bocho loymer umiaspinolei kufre al shemei spono nosi mehemon veloymaspinolei kufre. So in other words, what does he say? So it's mamish like this is second worship. He says bocho. He says loymer umiaspinolei kufre al shemei spono. He doesn't say. He says loymer. And Rabache also says, Tesis also says in second Russian, Rabache Omar, Leilom Nemon Domar Rab Nachman, so he says, Umishane Mehemon, Umasinoi, the Rab Nachman Ayan Malkis, Rabache Omar, Leilom Nemon Domar Rab Nachman, Hanibloi Malkis, the other member of Rab Nachman, Uvinos, but by Bochu, So, Leimon, Nemon, Rav Nachman, Hanu Bloy Malkis, Uvinos. So, but when Rav Nachman said Asur Kufre, he was also Nemon, but with Malkis. So, this the second motion is that according to Rav Acha's Teretz, so when Rav Nachman said Asur Kufre, he is also Nemon to be Matzid Iksuvim. But Rav Nachman said he's Nemon and he gets Malkis. He gets Malkis because he spoils Biznus. And when Rav Nachman said Nemon Lapsidok Suboso and no Malkis, he has reference to Noso. But when Rav Nachman said Asvur Kufre, he had reference to Bochu and he's also Nemon. But Nemon with Malkis. So that means, according to St. Tesis, second Moshe, when Rav Nachman said Asur Kufre, according to Rav Acha's Loshi, so when Rav Nachman said Asur Kufre, the Kufre is because his post was used, but Nemon is in either case. In the case of Bocho is Nemon, and in the case of Noso is Nemon. But in the case of Bocho is Nemon, and he gets Malkis because of post was used. And the case of Noso, he is Nemon, and he doesn't get Malkis because he's not in post was used. Masha'inkin, according to Rashi, when Rashi says, Bocho loymem, not the stasis in the second Rashi says, that Bocho is also Nemon, but he gets Malkis. But according to Rashi, so Bocho is loymem, umasabrinolei kukfe, al shemei sponot. So doesn't mean because Paul's Biznus, if Rashi had meant, umasabrinolei kukfe, because he spoiled with news, he wouldn't say Ashmei Yisponot. So he means, Umasvino with Kufre Ashmei Yisponot, because he's made Zilaz against the Bas Yisrael. He's made Zilaz against the Bas Yisrael. So it's strange. You see, the second Washington case is similar to Rashi's Pshat in the Havamin of the Gemara. But in the Teretz of the Gemara, of Havache, so Rashi's Pshat is like the first Moshe Tesis. You see, according to the first Moshe Tesis, So the Rav Nachman do Amar Rav Suo, loy mishum shlo hoya maminei, el hoya maminei, v'yomar la okay seir v'chaposh et oaznus, v'Rav Achen ishane k'disvir la meikore, v'loy mehem, he is not mehem. So Rashi says that Rav Achen also loy mehem, v'ayol b'boro. So that means what Teisve says in the first lashon, in the Pshat in Rav Achen, so Rashi also says. But Teisve, Rashi in the Pshat in the Havamim of the Gemara, is like Teisve's second lashon. But in the Pshat in Rav Achen, so Rashi is like Teisve's first lashon. It's very strange, but that's how it is. Now, the question is that the question that all the Rishonim raise against Rashi's Pshat is against Rashi's Pshat in the Havamim, in the Mash. And the same kasher will be directed against Tesis, in the as far as the Teretz of Rav Achen is concerned. So in other words, how can Rashi explain the match that the Machshin said, that the Machshin assumed that when Rav Nachman said Asur Kufre, so when Rav Nachman said Asur Kufre, he meant Asur Kufre because he spoils these news. Is called this news, so the Gemara asked the Kashi, Rav Nachman Hudoma Mehemon, what kind of a Kashi is it? Other of it, he and his enemies, because he's Mehemon, so mainly he gets back as marvels for being called this news. That's the Kashi that the Rishani mentioned against Rashi. Now, as far as the Teretz by Rav Achen is concerned, so according to Rashi's Pshat, so Rav Achen is saying, no, that Rav Nachman did not. Was not mining the bar, and he was not mining the bar. And when he said Asvek Kufte is because he was a chotzet, in other words, because he's a big chotzet, he was made tzilaz and bas Yisrael. But according to this, the second washing, so when Rav Abacham Aleilon Nemon, Dom Rav Nachman Haile Bloy Malkes of Nosu, but when Rav Nachman said Asvino Kufre, he was also Nemon. But with Malkes, because he spoiled his news. So the question is, so the Kashi against Teisve second Rashi is even stronger than the Kashi against Rashi, because Kol Hapoche is against Rashi. The Kashi is only directed against the Havamin of the Lord, against the Match. How could the Match ask the Kashi? How could Rav Nachman say, Asvur Kufre, he should get Pakas Marbus because of Paul's Biznus, but Rav Nachman himself is mine. So the Kasha is, what kind of a Kasha is the Machshin asking? Adarabe, he and his enemies, because Rav Nachman believes him. So that's why he gets Pakas Marbus. So that's the Kasha against the Machshin. But according to Rashi, the Kashi is not directed against the Teretz of the Gemara. But according to the second motion, so the same Kashi can be raised against Rav Achen's Teretz. So we have to understand what is the machlekes between Rashi and the other Rishonim, who reject Rashi's Pshat, and they reject Rashi's Pshat in the Kashi of the Gemara, and they accept Teisve's first pshat. Now, according to Teisve's second pshat, so Rav Achen is saying, Le'ilom Nemon Dama Rav Nachman, Haimed Loi Malke Sovinos. But in the other memory that he said, that he is Nemon, so that means he is Nemon, but he gets Malke. He gets Malkes for Paul's business. So he gets Malkes for Paul's business. And according to Rashi, so the Gemara's Kashi was, how can Rav Nachman say that he gets Malkes? Because he's Paul's business. But Rav Nachman says he's Nemon. So the Rishonim ask, so what kind of a Kashi does the Gemara ask against? What kind of a Kashi does the Machshin ask against Rav Nachman? Adarabe! That's exactly the reason as why Rav Nachman said he gets Malkes, because Rav Nachman holds his Nemon. If he's Nemon, so that proves it, that he's a Paul's Biznus, so he gets Makis Malkes. But I think that this is told in a Machlokes Rishonim in Bo Metzia Daf Gimel. There is a Gemara in Bo Metzia Daf Gimel. There is a Gemara in Suez in Bo Metzia Daf Gimel. Itnam. Omo Vishnai Mochal Tachilet. Vuorim Aloy Achalti. Rav Meir Mechayev Chachomim Peifri. אומר רב מאיר, אם יבואו שניים מדמיסי חמורו ויביאו לי קוב מקל, אומרו להם, מה אם יוצא להם המזיק על מיסי? וחכום עם זה, that if two aidim say to Reuven, you wait חייל בשביל, and he contradicts them, he says, לא יכול. So רב מאיר says, he's מחויב a call, because the aidim tell him, testify that he ate חייל בשביל, even though he contradicts them, so they can be מחייל בין מקום. And the Chachomim say it's not the Mechuyev Likom. Why? Omer Rav Meir, in the view Shana, the Misa Chamura, in the view of the Likom Machal, Omer Rav Meir, in the view of the Amazing to Yisro. So, some Meir Tesis explains that so he can be Mikaris the Bullet. And he can say, when I said Lo Yachalti, I meant not Lo Yachalti Klal, but Lo Yachalti Shei Yikal Amazing. So Meir, the Eidim cannot be the Chayavi. A Kohen, because he says, all right, you saw me eating Chayavi. But how do you know that I ate Sheik? I say I ate the Sheik. So then Besen cannot force him to bring the call if he is the Kavis the boy. So in other words, so the Chachonim say in effect that if he says, well, how the Sheik is amazing, he is never. So the Kashi is in the Mason after the Hashem. So Jesus is the carrot. Here we do not say in the Mason after the Hashem. Because he doesn't want to bring a call. He doesn't want to bring chul. He doesn't want to bring in a way to have a chul azot, because he wants to do tshuva. So the mele, he is never to make himself into a chul. So from this basis we see that this shita is that aloha afeinu the mitzvah atzmei roshe implies that the dibur in which whereby a person declares himself as a roshe, so he shall. Tesis Kashi is, how can the Chachamim say, when two Eidim say to Reuven, or how to Chil B'Shege, and he says to them, where how to Shege, tell him easy, so he's never. But if he says he incriminates himself, he declares himself as a Roshe, the Mezi, so he should not be Nemon. Ain't no Mezi Lassim Roshe. So Tesis in the Teretz, here we don't apply to Allah and Mezi Lassim Roshe, because he wants to be Jew. He doesn't want to bring chul lazon. But otherwise, if not for the motive of doing tshuva and not do averes again, so he wouldn't be never with the Haggadah, with the people whereby he makes himself guilty. The Ramban in Shemkobet says, gives another verse. He says, where do we say in the Mishmat Meroshe, that's in the case, where do we say in the Mishmat Meroshe, that's in the case where a person, when do we say in the Mishmat Meroshe, so that is what, let's say, in the case, what the Gemara mentions that in Yevomes, if someone comes and says, play the Rivanu Yotze, so the Gemara says, he's not them. Why? Because, Eno the Mesi Atzve Rosh. Eno the Mesi Atzve Rosh. If he says, play the Rivanu Yotze, so then he's them. But if he says, plainly the Banu Yotzeini, so he's not them. Even though there's another Eid who says the same thing, Shimon says, Reuven Rabanu Yotzeini. And then there's another Eid lady who testifies the same thing, that Reuven was Reveya Shimon Yotzeini. So then he's not Chayv Nisi, Reuven. Why? Because Anila Mislach Merosh. The Rabbi says, who the Achim is starting to hear me because we say Talgim and Bure. But if we don't say Talgim and Bure, so then he's ain't in them all. He cannot, he's not them. So over there, so in other words, in order to be them all, we would have to be in the Kabir, the Haggadah of the Baal Domor himself. And in order to be in the Hayek, someone Nise, so the melee, here we cannot say, so Gemara says, even Nisatz Moroshi. Because in order to be Mechayev someone Nise, He has to be a kosher Aleinu. Now, if he says, plainly, Vanu Yotzeini, if we don't say Talgim de Bure, so in effect he says, I'm a Roshe. If I'm a Roshe, so that means I'm kosher Aleinu. So, how can he be the Chayav Ruvin Yiseh? In other words, so we only say, Eino Lemeishmat in the Roshe, if a person would come and tell Bezit, or tell Bezit, I ate the veil. So he will not become kosher Aleinu. Why? Because in order to pass a person Aleinu, so that itself requires Agadah Zeinus. Now, if he himself says about himself he's a Roshe, he cannot become kosher Aleinu. Suppose one brother will testify in Bezit about another brother that is in Chal Shabbos. The other brother will not become kosher Aleinu. Because to pass on someone Aleinu, that in itself requires Agadah Zeinus. And the brother is equal, he's kosher Aleinu. So if a person comes to Bezin and he says, I am kosher Aleinu, he cannot become kosher Aleinu. He cannot become kosher Aleinu because he is a Baldovo. So just as a Kohen cannot pass on someone, a brother Aleinu, so a Baldovo cannot pass on himself Aleinu. So that's only Yahweh passing himself Aleinu. So he's saying, you know, the Mishlach, you know, the Mishlach of Roshim. Mashiach came in the time. If a person says, we're a healthy chile, shaking the amazing, that doesn't require, in order to bring the problem or not to bring the problem, we don't require this. So, if we apply the law, it doesn't be soon. So, Mimele, a Baldogo also has the modest. So, Mimele is Nemon, and the people whereby he makes himself into a Russian. So we have in the Morim Bometzia, we have the Machlekes between the Teisves and the Ramban. What's the Pshat of the Mishnah Moshe? Rabbi Gileadi are introducing Maksuves and the Hagoyes and Mishnayes in the Bomes. So he discusses that Machlekes Hashem. So in other words, according to the Ramban, even Mishnah Moshe implies not that the Dibo whereby he declares himself the Moshe in Shech, but in other words, if a person comes to Bezin and says, I eat the veil, many times, so he doesn't become postulated, because he's not any more, he's not odd, than one brother would testify in Bezin against another brother, that he's a Russian. So the other brother will not become postulated, because to become postulated, that in itself requires, I'm going to say this. And he's about over, how can he pass on himself like this? Mashiach, where Ides is not required, so then we do believe in time that whereby he makes himself into the Roshi. Mashiach, in according to Tate says, even when Ides is not required, so a Dibu whereby he makes himself into the Roshi in Shek. Now, I think that story in that child. Now, according to Rashi, the Kashi of the Makshim was for Rav Nachman Udoma. Mehemen. So how could Rav Nachman say he gets Makas Malbus for being both these moves when Rav Nachman himself says that if one says Pesach Pesuach Matzosi, so is Lemon. So all the machine has taken Kashi, what kind of a Kashi is it? By the Makshi. Adarabe, he had said this just because Rav Nachman says that he's Lemon. So Mimele, that's why he gets Makas Malbus. So if he's Nemon, that Pesach Pesuach Motzo. So that means we believe in that he discovered the Pesach Pesuach. So that means he's a Boki. If he's a Boki, he must have been opposed with news. So Mimele he gets, that's the Kashi of the Gemara. I mean, that's the Kashi of the Rishayim mess against Rashi's Pshat in the Makshis Kashi. But now, when he says, if a Boka comes and says, Pesach Pesuach Matzosi, and he says he's convinced. Now we know that a Boka could not with certainty say that Pesach Pesuach Matzosi unless it is a Boka with news. So maybe if a Boka comes to Benson and he says, Pesach Pesuach Matzosi, in effect he says, I am opposed with news. So the Dibo is a Dibo whereby he makes himself in the ocean. Because it's it. So Mimele, according to Teisa Shishi, that the Dibo whereby he makes himself into a Roshi, the Teras Taime is not his good timing. So he said that because he said, There is a presumption. A person does, the average person, a normal person, doesn't like to incriminate himself. A person doesn't like, he might do many avers, but he doesn't want to tell everybody of his avers. So in other words, through the people, he declares himself in the Roche. So it's a lying checker. Because if you check here, it doesn't matter. A lion can say, a person can say, I killed 10 Arabs. I mean, I know certain people, they're liars, so they say they were in Israel. He said, he killed 10 Arabs at one time, he killed 50 Arabs at other times, he's a liar. A lion can say whatever he wants. But if he says this, he will not say it. That's the shot. He nailed the Macy Matsmirosh. So I'm a melee. So that's the Kashi of the Mars. He, Rav Nachman said, Asru Kuf, Mibircha Sechritale. And that's Benechus. It means, he's a power of this news. He's a power of this news. So give him Akas Maus. So it's more than the Kashi. But Rav Nachman, who do Oma Mehme? Rav Nachman, who do Mehme? So, why does he, so why do you say that he gets Makas Maus for being Paul's business, for being Paul's business? So the Gemara gives the parents, Mehemenu Masvino Mekuf. So the Kashi by the Meshechim against Rashi's Pshatis, what kind of a Kashi is it? How can Rav Nachman say he gets Makas Maus? But Rav Nachman says, Zinga Pesachosua, Pesachosinemo. So what's the Kashi? I don't know, he hasn't said it. Because he is never. That's exactly the reason. So you say, that's the tenets of Gemara. But the Karoi, my Karoi, now, so the Kashi, according to Rashi, is this. The Rav Nachman said that he gets Makas Malbus. He gets Makas Malbus. Now, Rav Nachman said that he is Nemo. That he is Nemo. So that means, here too, Rav Nachman believed it. He is Nemo. And that's why he gave him Makas Malbus for being part of his news. But how could he say Nemo? So how could Rav Nachman say, oh, in a Pesach Pesach Pesach? Nevertheless, and the matchless yom, that both members of Rav Nachman have reference to a book. So the Monarchia, here, since Rav Nachman here mentions that the Bocher could not with certainty say Pesach Pesach Pesach, unless he's a proposed news. So, how could Rav Nachman say that he bocher when he says Pesach Pesach Matzosi? In a way, it's all but in a way, it's not me Roshe. Since it's impossible for a bocher to say with certainty Pesach Pesach Matzosi, so in a way, if he says Pesach, if he bocher says Pesach Pesach Matzosi, so in effect, he incriminates himself. He declares himself as an Abayim, as a Roshe. So a people whereby a person declares himself as a Roshe is to be considered a Sheker. A Sheker, so then he doesn't matter. So he says all kinds of things about himself. So Mimele, why should we never? Because of the Aloche of any of the Mitzvahs of Roshe, he should not be never. So that's the Kashe, according to Rashi Pshat. So the Gemara says in the first verse, the Gemara says, Mehemon Masmin Likuf. There is no kasha. He is Nemon, but then you ask, if he's Nemon, so he declares himself as a Roshe, how can he be Nemon? The answer is, the kasha was like the shite of Tesis in Bonnitzie. So the parents of the Gemara was not like Tesis in Bonnitzie, like the Ramban in Bonnitzie. That the Aloha of the Mishas in Roshe doesn't imply that the people who are buying declares himself as a Roshe in Sheker. But anything that requires Aides, so the person is not Nemon, will not recover his own Agud against himself. Because he's about Bobo. So if Ruben and Shimon are two brothers, suppose Ruben will come to Bez and he'll say, my brother Shimon, I saw him being Mechal Shabbos. So Shimon will not become possible like this. So if Ruben, instead of saying, my brother Shimon, I saw him with Michal Shabbos, so Shimon doesn't become Michal Shabbos, does not become possible like this. So if Ruben would say, I myself was Michal Shabbos, he will not become possible like this either. Because in order to pass in one way is, so we'll violate. How can he pass himself? That's why we would have Penzlatz, in other mismatch in Russia. But in Canada, it doesn't require aides, where everyone has the money. So you believe if that Dibo involves incriminating himself, so he's also never. So the cash of the Dibo, that's a bunch. Case she is, a Dibo whereby he incriminates himself, he makes himself the Russia, he's Sheker. So the cash of the Dibo, the matchness, like faces. That's why the match is. But Rav Nachman Roma Me'emon. So how could he say in heaven? So as long as Rav Nachman didn't say that the Boher could not discover Pesach Pesuach unless he is a poet of his news, so he could say even someone who is not a poet of his news could be involved. But now that Rav Nachman said that someone who is not a poet of his news, a Boher, could not be a booking. So the question is, how could Rav Nachman say that on by Bocher? He said, "Oh, they smacked the Roshe." So the Gemara, in other words, so the Kashi by the Machshin was in accordance with the Lomdes of Pesach in Mavitzie. So the Gemara in the Tera, it's no. Men Minon Masiu Ekupche. So yes, even if the Roshe, even if the Roshe does not imply that the people whereby you declare yourself the Roshe in Sheker, it might be Emes. Only something that requires Aides, let's say to become possible Aides. So then we say that it's like Roshe. Or to be Mechayim Mise, a person will come and say, I was Mechal Shabbos, and then another Aid will join me. So he can get Mise, because he's a Baldova. In a Mise, like Roshe, he can pass. But something that doesn't require Aides. So even when people at time that incriminates him, and that makes himself into a Roshe, so he also has the money. So that's the terrace of the money. The cash, the maximum assumed like this, the shita of Tesla, Simon Tzie, and the terrace is like the shita of the Rambam. Now then, the second terrace, Abakoye, Mishane, Boho Loimelen. So according to the first terrace of the Gemore Asha shita is like the Rambam shita. Like the Ramban Shita in Mavitzie. Then according to the second teretz, so Bocher Loimem. Why is Loimem? Why? Umasim Loitufre al Shemi Yitzponot. Because he was made to us for the chutzpah of talking against the Bas Yisroel. That's why he gets Magis Marbus. But not for being born with Jews. Why should we give him Magis Marbus for being born with Jews? How do we know he's born with Jews? He says so. Well, he's not Memon to make himself into a Roshe. But the Chotzek is, he talks against the Bas Yisrael. So maybe he gets Makas Mardus for that. So in other words, so that means that the first Lashon of the Gemara is expressive of the Lomdes of Tesis in Bavutia. The second Lashon of the Gemara is expressive of the Lomdes. So, I'm sorry, the first Lashon of the Gemara is expressive of the Lomdes of the Ramban in Bavutia. The second Roshi in the Gemara, Habachas Teret, is expressive of the Lombes of Tesis, that the Dibur, whereby you make yourself into a Roshi, is Sheker. So, Bokoloi Rema, if it's Sheker, so Mele is a Mitzilaz, is a Mitzishemra, but it's full, we give him Malkes for that. Now, let's see the Tesis second Roshi, Veiti Shalimal Bimichusi. The beer is a chitol. Alpha fishu lemon, alpha, with fish a kosher lasnus. Vom Rav Nachman, will the beer is lao kese. So in other words, on the contrary, stays in second washing. So according to stays in second washing, so the machin also understood that other rabbi, that if he's lemon, so then we should give him our case for being part of his loose. Why? Because according to stays in second washing, so we say, like the Ramban in Bavutia, that there is no aloha in people whereby you make yourself into a Roshe, is Sheker. So, it is Emes. It is Emes, only something that requires Emes. So he's a Moldova. He's not Nemon to pass for himself Emes. He's not Nemon to be Mechayim himself Mise or Malkes. Because he's a Moldova. Just as a brother tonight, he's not Nemon to be Mechayim his brother Malkes or Mise. Or to pass for a brother Emes. So he is not Nemon to be Mechayim himself, we say, himself Malkes, himself to pass away this. But in Tainis, we tell us Tainis, so he can Tainis that incriminates himself as a Roshe Bobo. So he's still Nemon. So the Gemara's kasha was not how can be Nemor. But here Rav Nachman said Nemor, and he doesn't say that we give him Malkus for being part of the Jews. And over here he says he's Nemor and we give him Malkus for being part of the Jews. So the Tesis Second Lashon agrees with the Shite, of the Ramban in Bometzi. Und ich schaue mir hemmer und was sie nur weil wir haben nach drei und im Auto Rabach Roma Leil und nehmen und dem Rab Nachmen haben die Leute im Auto und wie los und wie los und wenn Rab Nachmen sagt, dass du auch gut fragt so then it was the book her so it was not nehmer so why did we give him Malkes so Rabach Roma Leil und nehmen und dem Rab Nachmen היינו בלוי מלכס ובינוסו אם בלוי נמד שם רב נחל הלוי נמד ברב נחמן אם זה ממרי ענב או דף יוד המדל היינו בלוי מלכס ובינוסו but in this memory and when he said that by Bocha so in other words And in this memory, when Rav Nachman said Asur Kafre, Abrasur Kafre, so is Biboho, so he's also Nemor, he's also Nemor, and it is with Malkus. In other words, so Rav Nachman's memory where it doesn't mention Malkus, so according to the first Lashon in Tesis, according to the first Lashon of the Gemara, according to Tesis second Pshat, so with Rav Nachman in the memory when he said, and Yerim HaPesach HaSuach Matosi Nemon, it means Nemon, but it gets Malkus. According to the second Tesis of the Gemara, so when Rav Nachman said that Nemon, so he means he had reference to Inosu, and he doesn't get Malkus. And Rav Nachman, when he said Asue Kufre, so then he had reference to Ibohu, and he was also Nemon, and he got Malkus for being poet Bizus. Why? Because Tesis the second Lashon agrees with the Shita of Ramban in the Mitzvah. That the Eilu Misas Moshe only implies that he's not Nemon in something that requires Eides. But where it doesn't require Eides, as a kind of a Baldobo, he is Nemon, even though he makes himself a Eilu.